These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 18th. Joining us again today is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. Bill, what are we seeing with the grains on a Tuesday?
Well, you got a little something for everybody today, both the bulls and the bears. We'll start with the negative part of it, which started the markets lower this morning. One is they got more rain in South America than they were looking for, and there's more forecasts this week than there was on Friday. So that's got the market's attention, started it lower. The other thing is the outside markets, the macros were on the negative side. Dow Jones is down 500. With interest rate jitters, they're going to be raising rates maybe more than they think this year, not buying as many bonds. And that's got the Dow Jones on its heels. In addition, the U.S. dollar is up 60 points. That's not good for our exports. So, but offsetting those things, two things, is a crude oil up $1.30, more new highs in the crude. That bodes well for ethanol demand. So the rain in South America and the macro, negative macros, start these markets slower, but they rallied hard, particularly the wheat. The wheat is the shining star today, up 26 right off its highs. If you look at the 10-minute chart of wheat, it's a very impressive action. Market shot was shot out of a can at 8:30 on the reopening. Oftentimes, that's a pivotal time, as I mentioned, quite a bit, and today was no exception. Fired up, went up about 20 cents almost nonstop, broke intraday, and then it's back up off the highs now. The biggest thing in wheat is there is some dryness in the plains, and there's concern over this Russia-Ukraine confrontation on the Ukraine border. If that escalates into an all-out battle, with those two teams, big players in the export market for wheat, that probably will send these markets higher. And the market's anticipating that, and that's why wheat's up 26 right now. And that's helping the corn to a penny higher day, even with the beans down 10. And even the soys came off their lows by about 20 cents. But they're 10 off the highs right now, but they're about 10 off the lows, so mid-range for the soys right now. We did have pretty good news on the export front. We'll always take that. More than welcome. Starting with the flash sales, 8 o'clock, three of them today. We had four last week, three today. Excellent action, 239,000 tons of beans in Mexico, 126,000 tons of sorghum to unknown, 100,000 tons of beans to Mexico. So that was good. Coupled with the 10 a.m. exports, of course, they normally come out Monday, but we're off yesterday. So they came out today, and they were very good. Beans, 1.7 million metric tons, twice what we had the last week, and corn at 1.2. Over the million mark is always a good sign anytime for the corn. So that was some positive news. Going into the rest of the week, I think you're looking at, basically a market that's going to depend a lot on what South America does. And we'll see is a rain just an isolated incident, or is going to be a change in trend? We'll find out. A lot of damage has already been done, by the drought there. So it probably hasn't been taken into account. And we'll see how that plays out. But it's those yields are definitely hurt over there. And if this dry weather comes back, like many people are forecasting, La Nina is alive and well over there, and that'll bring these prices higher. Plus, if La Nina happens to move north and in the northern hemisphere and impacts our planting and growing season here that starts in about three and a half months, then that's another feather in the bull's cap. Meat-wise, pretty good day in the meats. The meats might have turned a corner. You're looking at right now, hog market is hog market's up about 70 cents, 81.60. This is on top of a big move on Friday. Market jumped up $3 Friday on better cash and the lighter slaughters, lighter weights. This COVID is reducing. It's costing a lot of worker absenteeism, less production in the plants, and could be less product available to the consumer. The market likes the sound of that. It's been up now 3 days in a row, currently at about $5 off the lows just in 3 days' time. The cattle market is kind of languishing a little bit lower today. It's kind of staying in a tight range, but albeit only about $3 off the highs. Both cattle and hogs are looking kind of longingly at the time. It might be not too far away when this Omicron variant might peak out, just like it it peaked, just like it had a surge on the upside. Some countries in Europe are noticing that it goes down as quick. And if that happens, that'd be welcome for the country and mean better demand for cattle and hogs and higher prices into the end of January.
And Bill, just a quick follow-up for you. Of course, we're just keep moving along here, and before you know it, we're going to be right into the spring planting season. So, this is a time that farmers might be taking a look at their marketing plans. Do you have any advice that you'd pass along today?
Well, these prices are pretty darn good to start with. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. You go back 4 or 5 years, how many times have we seen $6 corn and soy's, pushing $14? I mean, a couple of years ago, we were half that in both of those, or at least in the soy. So this isn't a bad place if you got to get rid of some product or need some money for operating expense to let some grain go. But I am friendly, particularly in corn, in the first quarter of this year.
Bill, always great stuff. How can our farmer listeners get a hold of you today if they have any questions?
630-947-5176. Wmore at pricegroup.com. Sign up for my newsletter, complimentary letter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Check out the bios and Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been there a long time. We'd be glad to talk to you.
Again, that was Bill Moore with Price Futures Group in Chicago. When we come back on today's Closing Market Podcast, we'll run down the settlements for Tuesday.
Welcome to January. We finally made it to 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we always try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts. Winter weather can sometimes change in a hurry or in different regions. Be certain of what conditions you may face all along your route. Always allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean it's safe to drive 80 miles an hour. A loss of traction could occur in icy conditions, and four-wheel drive cannot save you. Be prepared. Always have a winter survival kit packed in your car. This includes blankets, a first aid kit, shovel, candle, sand, and kitty litter. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. Also remember to check road conditions across the state by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the Board of Trade, May corn up 2 3/4 at $6. July corn up 3 at $5.96.5. May soybeans down 8.5 cents at $13.71. July soybeans down 9 at $13.77. April live cattle down 27 at $141.85. April feeder cattle down 77 cents at $169.57. April lean hogs up 82 cents at $89.27. For the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Brent Barnett.